Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's 105 at Edmonton. Hour number two of Oilers Now, brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Digitex.ca is Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. In this hour, Mark Spector and then the two head coaches of the Oilers NHL team and their AHL team. Dave Tippett today at 1:15 and at 1:35 today, Jay Woodcroft. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted with Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, open Monday to Saturday. And you can reach us on the River Cree Resort and Casino hotline at 780-496-0063. The River Cree Resort and Casino, excitement, bet on it. Two, that very River Cree Resort and Casino hotline, we re-engage with Mark Spector, Sportsnet Spec, brought to you by the 7,000 men and women that work in the horse racing and breeding industry, Horse Racing Alberta. Please note, racing remains suspended this week at Century Mile, but you can still watch and wager online at hbibet.com. Hey, Spec, this has just come across courtesy of Nick Kiprios. No shortage of interest. We were just talking about Jake DeBrusk for NHL Bruins, Jake DeBrusk, including the Edmonton Oilers and the Calgary Flames, according to Nick. Also in the mix, the Carolina Hurricanes and the St. Louis Blues. I mentioned that I could see teams like Seattle. Though they scored seven last night, they've struggled a bit to score. Arizona, you know, Ottawa in the mix. But Nick just mentioned Edmonton and Calgary, the two best teams winning percentage-wise in the Western Conference. Carolina with the best record in the league and St. Louis. So four pretty good teams. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, listen, Jake DeBrusk is a young player whose potential is still relatively untapped. The Bruins kind of messed that up. He's a distressed asset, so you should be able to get him for cheap. You might be able to unload a lousy contract from the Bruins. No disrespect to Jake, but everybody in the league should be interested in that player, no matter what his name is.
Yep.
So, sure, can Jake DeBrusk help every team you just named? You're damn right he can. He's a good player. And the player you're watching in Boston, every GM's looking at him and saying, if I get him to my team, I'm going to make him a better player. So only, you know, if there's only eight or nine teams interested, I think he's probably, Nick's probably underestimating. I'll bet you there's about 25 teams would take a look at that asset and that player.
All right. The news of the day yesterday was Jake DeBrusk. This morning it was Cody Ceci. We have another development. The American Hockey League announcing today that due to league COVID-19 protocols, the Bakersfield Condors, affecting the Bakersfield Condors, their game scheduled Wednesday at Stockton has been postponed. Now, we will tell you that from top to bottom, Ryan Holt has just tweeted out that the entire Condors organization has been vaccinated. So obviously they've got a positive case there as well. We've got the Pittsburgh Penguins. Teams have been able to play, provided it's only been one or two guys out with COVID, have been able to continue to play. Pittsburgh in town with Sidney Crosby. If Jenny Malkin was on the ice for an extended amount of time today as well, Spec.
Not ready to play yet, but on the ice and getting ready to play. So we won't see him here in Edmonton tomorrow, but for the sake of the Penguins, hopefully they'll see him soon, yes.
Did you happen to see Brian Burke in your over at the arena today?
I did indeed. In fact, I just had a nice chat with him before we came on the air with you.
Okay.
Burke's here, and in fact, I'm looking at him right now. He's chatting with Ryan Rashawn.
He's got to increase his standards, that's for sure. What a great... I got to tell you, Mark, we've had some really great guests on this show over the last several years, and but Brian Burke was one of the best. Like, our fans loved Brian Burke. This Pittsburgh team right now, the story is not Sidney Crosby. The story is the last goaltender to lead a WHL team to Memorial Cup Championship, and his name is Tristan Jarry. He's been the first star in five straight games for Pittsburgh. Like, he's been Pittsburgh's best player here of late.
Well, I watched him last night against Calgary, and he was awfully good in that game and gave them every chance to win in the shootout. I think they went about eight players deep. So, you know what? Good for Tristan Jarry. There was, you know, obviously some question whether he was, you know, it's a big step from being a good young goalie who has a good rookie season to being a guy that a team relies on for years and years and years, right? There's a lot of guys. I'm thinking of Matt Murray, who, of course, played, you know, looked awfully good in the Pittsburgh uniform at one time, and now he's getting waived by Ottawa. So good for Tristan Jarry. He's got some traction here, right? He's become the goaltender that this franchise. You know, at one point, I think you could have got Tristan Jarry away from the Pittsburgh Penguins. That point is gone, my friend. He's here to stay.
10-4-4 this year, a 1.85 goals against average and a .938 save percentage. Spec, the Edmonton Oilers are going to have their work cut out for them tomorrow, aren't they? Especially with four of their six defensemen. I mean, just look at the... I'm going to do a quick math here, Spec. From when they played the Winnipeg Jets, going back to that game. So Nurse, 422 NHL games. Keith is at 1,210. So that's 1,622. CeCe's at 568. That's 2,190. And Cuckoo's at 177. That's 2,367 games, Mark.
Right. What's Barry played?
Well, the point is, they got 2,300 games of experience out of the lineup on the back end. Barry's played 629, and Russell's up around 892 or 3.
Right. So those two guys are your veteran guys. And that's whether they'll be a pair, I'm not sure. But, hey, listen, I think the fun thing about tomorrow night is you know, maybe we're going to see – what was the score the last time Sid was here when he undressed Ryan Strome, walked in front of that and won the game in OT?
That was a 6-5 game because Jamie Oleksiak scored twice in that game for Pittsburgh.
Right. I believe he – I mean, it was so long ago. I think he beat Cam Talbot with that puck, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
So, anyway, my point is this. If what all these numbers and all these things you're telling me, Bob, if that means we're going to get another 6-5 game tomorrow, I'm all for it. Let's go, baby.
Mark, we'll see you down there tomorrow morning. We'll let you get to sit the kid.
All right, thanks, Bobby.
You bet. 112 at Edmonton. That is Mark Spector for the horses in horse racing Alberta. Again, the 7,000 men and women that are employed in the horse racing and breeding industry. Please note, racing remains suspended this week at Century Mile, but you can still watch and wager online at HBIBet.com. We'll tell you, Japanese Village, open to serve you at any one of their five Edmonton and area locations. Try the legendary Wagyu steak cooked right before your eyes. Reserve now at JVEdmonton.ca. We are going to go into the Oilers now injury report. It's an extensive one for James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. Unrivaled experience, unrivaled commitment, unrivaled results. Trent Brown, Jim Brown, the gang, James Brown, the gang at James H. Brown want you to stay safe and stay positive. Brendan, so Cody Ceci on the COVID protocol list. Dave Tippett was active with an update yesterday. Bring it. What do you got?
I didn't prep it around that.
Oh,
actually.
Okay.
So, I did mention, though, that Cody Ceci has COVID protocol, and Duncan Keith is the newest name on that injured reserve, which still features Darnell Nurse, Slater Cuckoo, Devin Shore, go down the list.
It's a lot.
Now, yes. Maybe some more positive news from across the league. Nathan MacKinnon returning to Colorado's lineup tomorrow. He's missed 8 straight with a lower body injury, and New Jersey will get Jack Hughes' services back tonight against San Jose, the first overall pick from 2019, separating his shoulder on October 19th. I see our guest is calling us right now, so that's all I've got for you.
All right, we'll take a 30-second timeout. Dave Tippett will join us here in Oilers Now when we come back.
Hi, this is Zach Cassian from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Bob Stauffer over at the 630 CHED Studios in the Chorus Building, the city south side, after the Edmonton Oilers canceled practice today. Cody Ceci entering the COVID protocol list and joining us, and we're pleased that he is and doing so on kind of short notice. This was not pre-planned, but the window opened up. We welcome back to the show the head coach of the 15-5 Edmonton Oilers, Dave Tippett. Hello, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Bob. How are you doing today?
Good. I guess yet another illustration in this current world, you got to be flexible and fluid. Situations are fluid, aren't they?
Read and react. Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate. We haven't had much of this inside, but we had a positive test this morning that's going to get retested, and we just felt like, out of an abundance of caution, we wanted to make sure that kept everybody away today until we can figure out exactly what's going on. So we'll deal with it internally here and see where it comes out and get ready to play tomorrow.
So just hypothetically, if Cody were to test negative today, would he be allowed to play, or does there have to be multiple negative tests?
I think that's a better question. All right. For TD, but but right now it looks like he's going to be out tomorrow on the protocol list.
All right, so Markus Niemelainen comes up. The team's sitting with a 15-5 record. They're 3-1 since both Darnell Nurse and Slater Cuckoo went out. We all know how important Darnell Nurse is to your squad. Philip Roberg, William Lagesson coming up, and Duncan Keith getting hurt, Ryan McLeod stepping in at third line center, and Stuart Skinner in goal. These are an internal sort of organic solutions to some short-term problems, and so far so good. Maybe you can comment just on the performance of some of these young guys that are prospects that are now seeing some NHL time, maybe ahead of where people sort of had them penciled in making that jump, Dave.
Well, there's some of them that may be a little bit ahead. Some of them, we were hoping for contributions this year. Obviously, start with Skinner. I mean, he came in when Smith goes down, but we could see, even going back to training camp, we put him in a number of exhibition games, and his game was solid. So we felt good about that. He's come in, and he's actually gave us some solid games and that here. McLeod, he had a tough camp, but he's come back, and he's played a little better here. And it looks like he's getting up to the speed of the game. So he's come back and give us a little bit of boost. And then Broberg's come in and give us some real good minutes. When you lose your whole left side of your defense, when you're looking it's not just one person that's going to take minutes, but you got to spread them around. And Chris Russell came back from an injury, and then Broberg came in. And Lagesson's got some experience there too. So, but Broberg's come in and give us some solid minutes. He's still a young player. There's still lots of growing for him to do. But he's come in and handled himself very well in a tough situation.
Are you a little bit surprised by what some of these guys have given you?
Well, you're surprised with the players that haven't done it before. Broberg is. I wouldn't call it surprise, but the jury's still out. Lagesson, we know what he can do. But Broberg has had, he's 5 or 4 games into his NHL career now, and that's you don't have a track record with him. You got some exhibition games. Niemelainen will come in and play tomorrow, and he's got 0 games in that. So you, I guess, maybe surprised that they come in and play at the level they do, but there's you're in uncharted waters here. You got to try to fit them into situations where they can contribute and get them up to speed as soon as we can.
We're joined by Edmonton Oilers head coach Dave Tippett. And Dave, there's been a real push to go lefty-righty. I can remember when Philadelphia had 7 left-shooting defensemen at one time during the mid-2000s. But certainly we've seen that lefty-righty combinations work better. You're going to have 4 left shots going with Niemelainen being recalled. Russell's the guy that's got the NHL experience over on the right side. Is that the guy that ends up moving over, or is that TBA?
We'll see. We'll kind of go through it in the morning at practice. We've got Russell has played over there some. Broberg has played a lot over there over in Europe, so he may be a candidate also. So we'll see where things pan out. We'll look at where we're at with Pittsburgh with some matchup stuff, and there's a lot goes into that. So I would think that you'll see some juggling around tomorrow just to make sure that we get the right people in the right spots at the right time of the game. But we'll have to figure out who goes over there on right tomorrow.
The team's 15-5. They have the best. The Oilers have the best winning percentage right now in the Western Conference. You've played 11 games on the road, 9 at home. You're 8-1 at home this year. How would you assess the first quarter of the season?
Let's just call it productive. We've been opportunistic and won some games where we maybe didn't play as well as we should have. The one game we lost at home, I thought, was one of our better games we played against Philadelphia and ended up losing. So we've been kind of, it's a bit of a roller coaster because there's been some games where Connor and Leon have been real good. We've had some games where Koskinen's kind of stole us some games, and some games we've just hung around and found a way to win. So I think there's, our special teams have been pretty solid. Goaltending, I think, has been solid. Give us a chance to win on most nights. Our goals for has been pretty solid. Goals against 5-on-5 is an area that we have to continue to improve at. Some of that is just getting settled down with our defense corps here a little bit. But some of it, we've got some areas where we got to continue to improve.
I think for a lot of the listeners, Dave Tippett, Oilers head coach, joining us. Dave, for a lot of the listeners, they're probably not surprised the power play is good. I mean, you have the, you know, right now the two best offensive players in the world. Like, they are. It's just that simple. Which is not to denigrate the work that the coaching staff has done in, you know, in terms of making that power play number one in the league 3 years in a row. But the penalty killing and the overhaul with who the killers are from last season to this season, and it's top five again. You went from 30th to second to ninth last year in the Canadian division, a higher scoring division. You're in the top five this year. To me, that is, and given the amount of bodies you've moved around, is there something that from a process perspective that Jim Playfair and you have instilled that's allowed? I mean, you got to take some credit, is what I'm saying, for the work on the PK, because you've got great special teams. And to me, that's one of the ways coaches get evaluated, Dave.
Well, there's a couple things you look at. One, you know, I think the structure we have in place is a pretty solid structure. It's not really complicated, and it allows our goaltenders to have an idea where the shots are going to come from, which is part of it. Jim Playfair does a great job of making sure our players are prepared for the other team coming in to try to take away their strengths, try to take away what they're trying to do. But we have a solid structure that's pretty simple. Our goaltending has been solid, and you know, we put a lot of emphasis on it. It's a role that I think is very important on teams, and like I say, Jim puts a lot of work into it, and we the players that we had to get up and running this year, that it's no different than in the past. You've got certain players that you want to rely on, but missing some of those guys that were here last year, we've had new players come in and do a pretty good job for us. So between solid goaltending, players that really buying into what we're trying to do, and penalty killing, is a lot of, you know, just going out there and getting the job done with blocking shots or sacrificing or making sure you're doing little things right. And we've been pretty fortunate. Our guys have done a nice job of it.
Ryan Nugent-Hopkins touches every part of your guys' game. He's on the power play. He's on the PK, 5-on-5. But the team signed Zach Hyman in the offseason. And as much as we talk about the organic growth in the organization, can you maybe speak specifically to his addition, to his energy level, and to what he's brought to the team?
Well, he's a guy from a coaching perspective. I'd say he's like Nuge, where he plays in all those situations, and him and Nuge have been good penalty killers for us. But what Hyman does, he just brings a work ethic and an energy that is just, it's relentless, and it's just honest, and it's every shift, and you know exactly what you're going to get. From a coaching perspective, you put him over the boards. No matter what the situation is, you know you're going to get all-out effort, and that's contagious for our team. He's a player that has good leadership skills, well-liked in the room, and he gives your team an identity of work ethic every time he steps on the ice, and that's been a big factor for us. He's been a huge addition to our team.
Jesse Puljujärvi spent basically the first 18 games or so playing on Connor McDavid's right wing. Last couple games, he's been moved down on a line with Ryan McLeod. Zach Cassian temporarily moved up on that line. Just a thought of what you saw to McLeod and Puljujärvi specifically against Vegas the other night.
Well, the last couple, I've liked them the two games. And what we did with Jesse is we're trying to find a little more balance in our group. And when our third line was contributing on the scoreboard or not leaking goals against, our team, it seemed like we had a much better chance of winning games. And so we were just tinkering our third line and kind of dried up a little bit, tinkering with things. Jesse, I like Jesse. I think Jesse is going to be a great player in this league for a long time. And he's not a young player anymore. He's a player that can take some more responsibility, not just be a compliment player. So we put him in a position where he can maybe help young McLeod. Both of them have good speed. Their work ethic is very good. And you put Fogle with them, and you got a line that can play with some energy. So we'll see where it goes here the next little bit. But Jesse's, we've asked him to be more than a compliment player, be a little player that can help drive a line. And if we can get that third line going, and I don't look at it as 1, 2, 3. I mean, it's just they're components of your team that when they're in a role like that, they've got to contribute. And Jesse's jumped down there and he had a big goal for us in Vegas the other night. But other than that, the line has been real solid. So we'll see where it goes the next little bit. And Jesse still plays on the power play, that top power play with him and Hyman taking the majority of the net front stuff. So he's been a good player for us. But I just to get more balance in our team, we need to make sure everybody's being put in a position where they can give us the most they can.
All right, and speaking of balance, Devin Shore has been out a while, and I think that his absence has been a little bit underrated. And also Josh Archibald. And when I think to the Oilers, you know, bottom six forwards last year, Archibald was the best of them, the guy that kind of got his name out there during the course of the season and brought you good things. I mean, you played Devin Shore regular shift in the triple overtime game against the Jets. Of course, Archibald was suspended. The reality is those have been tough spots for you guys to fill, and the one guy that's made a step forward here to be of late is Colton Sevier. And just a quick thought on maybe what he's brought.
You know what he is? He's one of those utility guys that he has good experience in the league. He understands the game, understands his role very well. Is smart on the ice. You can play him in a penalty kill situation. He can play all three forward positions. So he's like a very good utility player that you know exactly what you're going to get from him. And, you know, we've kind of tinkered around with that bottom group there. We've had some skill there with Turris and Perlini, and then we've had Benson's give us some good energy. But what Sevier done is he's given us very similar to what Shore gives us, you know, just a real solid player that thinks the game well, thinks situations well, and you, as a coach, you can play those guys accordingly in the right situations. You know what you're going to get out of them.
Dave, at some point here, this team's going to get healthy. We're going to know what we have, but 15-5 is 15-5 is nothing to complain about, is it?
Well, there's something to be said for that. But that being said, you're always looking to improve, and we look forward to the day when we get back and get going and get healthy again. But there's still, you know, it's early in the season. We've had a good start, but now we've got to continue to build this group. And the good thing is we have players that are very motivated to get better. And even as good as some of our players have been, there's no complacency. We understand where we're at and where we got to get to. So lots of work yet to be done. So I like that about our group right now.
Dave, thank you for readjusting your schedule and squeezing us in on Oilers Now today.
No problem. Happy to do it, Bob. Take care. Have a great day.
Yeah, we'll see you down there tomorrow. 1:29 at Edmonton. That is Oilers head coach Dave Tippett. We'll get an update from the farm who... Jay Woodcroft, head coach of the Bakersfield Connors, they got another game canceled for tomorrow, and it has to do with a COVID situation. So we'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to Oilers Now. Off to a Global News weather traffic update with Eileen Bell.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.